The Milwaukee Bucks resume their march toward an NBA title tonight. They'll host the Toronto Raptors at Fiserv Forum in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. After the Bucks took a 3-1 lead over the Boston Celtics in the previous round, NBA Hall of Famer Charles Barkley made a bold prediction live on national TV.
The Milwaukee Bucks are going to win the world championship.
Oh, wow.
Wait.
They're going to win it all.
The Bucks haven't gotten this far in 18 years. Their only championship came in 1971 when they were led by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Oscar Robertson. So what's it going to take for the Bucks to get past the Raptors? Matt Velasquez is the Bucks beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He talked to Central Time producer Bill Martins.
The Bucks finished with the league's best record during the regular season at 60-22. Toronto had the second best mark, 58-24. They were pretty much on the Bucks' heels all season long. How difficult a series do you think this might be?
Well, I think it'll be a pretty close series. You know, they match up really well with one another. Every game that they played, at least the ones that both Giannis Antetokounmpo and Kawhi Leonard played in, those games were closed into the fourth quarter. So I think that you're going off of those. Obviously, take them with a grain of salt. There's no Nikola Mirotic for the Bucks in those games, no Marc Gasol for the Raptors in those games. But generally speaking, like, these teams have been two of the best teams in the NBA all season long. Really potent offenses, really strong defenses, but both of them really hang their hat on the defensive end. And so I expect this series to be fun and close and exciting.
So the Bucks have had about the past week or so off. They took care of Boston in five games. Toronto took them seven games to get past the Sixers. So which team has the advantage heading into Game 1 tonight?
You know, I think it would probably be the Bucks. They have the home court advantage. They do have the rest. They're able to get Malcolm Brogdon another week of rest and recovery, and maybe shaking off the rust a little bit in practice situations. So just being able to have all of that going for them. The Raptors had to play a really knockdown, drag out seven game series against the 76ers. Kyle Lowry has a lingering thumb issue that he was able to play through. There's a little bit more beat up, a little bit shorter bench. And so being at home, I would favor the Bucks.
Before we talk more about the Bucks, let's talk about the Raptors for a second. They're led by Kawhi Leonard. I've heard some analysts suggest that if anybody in the East is better than Giannis Antetokounmpo, it's Kawhi. So what makes him so good?
I mean, he can really just score anywhere on the court. He's a terrific scorer in the paint, three-point range. He's excellent in the mid-range. He's really comfortable in the mid-range. Then you also look at his defense, and he's a two-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year. He's got huge hands, a long wingspan, just a really good idea of where he needs to be and a knack for getting in passing lanes and breaking things up. He's just like almost in a vacuum at that end. He just totally sucks everything into himself, and he can defend basically any position at his size. He's about 6'7", 6'8", so at his size, he can defend basically anybody. I mean, if you're trying to create an ideal basketball player in a lab, but if you're looking at somebody similar to Kawhi Leonard.
And that's going to be Chris Middleton, who's going to be guarding him for the most part tonight for the Bucks, right? You wrote about that, I think, in today's Journal Sentinel. Tell us about how that matchup went during the regular season.
Yeah, so Chris Middleton, and this is according to the NBA's tracking data, their matchup data, which isn't always perfect. But in general, Kawhi had 223 possessions against the Bucks this year, and Chris Middleton guarded him for 143 of those, or at least was tracked as the defender for 143 of those, which is, most of the possessions, about 64%. And Kawhi scored, I believe it was 36 points on 11 of 27 shooting, made like 11 free throws. The Raptors' offense was generally pretty good during those stretches, but Kawhi wasn't the one doing the bulk of the damage. That's a credit to Chris Middleton and his ability to fight over screens and deny the ball and make things tough on Kawhi, or at least tougher. He's the kind of player where, you can't stop him. He's going to get his points. He's going to get his shots. He's going to take contested shots, and they're going to go down. So all you can do is really just try to make things tough. And that's something that Middleton's done. And obviously he knows that he has a lot of help behind him. Guys like Giannis Antetokounmpo and Brook Lopez are waiting, ready to pounce, ready to double. If Kawhi gets into the lane, they're really trying to stop him from getting to the hoop, and they'd rather take their chances with Kawhi putting up, contested mid-range shots, hopefully contested by more than one guy. So, it'll be interesting to see how Middleton handles that. And it should be another fun matchup in this fun series.
We're talking with Matt Velasquez, Bucks beat reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're previewing the Eastern Conference Finals between the Bucks and the Toronto Raptors. Giannis Antetokounmpo, probably pretty safe to say he's going to be the league's MVP. Are the Raptors a team that could give him some trouble, or might he be in for a big series?
Yeah, the Raptors are our team. That they have the weapons, they have the players that they can throw at him, that can make him work. I think he's still gonna have a big series just because that's how he's wired, that's how he's built, that's what he does. But they have somebody like Pascal Siakam, who has similar size and length and athleticism. He's not at Giannis's level by any means, but he's similarly built and is able to offer some resistance there, in the paint. Marcus Gasol is a former, Defensive Player of the Year. Obviously, that was about 7 years ago. But he's still a strong, solid, high IQ defensive player who can make things tough on Giannis. And then Kawhi, he might be giving up some size, but as I mentioned before, he's just a fantastic defensive player. And if there are situations where he gets matched up on Giannis, then, it's going to be a little bit tougher than your average when it comes to dealing with him. So, then there's also the possibility of OG Anunoby, who had an emergency appendectomy right at the end of the regular season. He might be able to come back for this series, and he'd be another long, athletic, versatile guy who they could throw at Giannis. So I think they have a bunch of guys they can throw at him. It's just a matter of how long it takes for Giannis to figure out that defense and then how he can exploit it.
Over in the Western Conference Finals, we've got the Golden State Warriors, the Portland Trail Blazers. Golden State won last night without too much difficulty to take a 1-0 series lead. If you're a Bucks fan, who are you pulling for in that one?
I think if you're a Bucks fan, if you are expecting the Bucks to make it to the finals, you'd probably be calling for Portland. I think that they are the worst of the two options in terms of quality. I mean, the Warriors are the cream of the NBA. They didn't even have Kevin Durant last night, and they put that kind of game on the Blazers. And when they get him back, I mean, he's a multi-time Finals MVP, an NBA MVP. Arguably the best player in the league right now, if you want to make that argument. I don't think they'd be crazy. I think the Warriors will pose the much tougher test. I think the Warriors will win. I would expect them to win 5 in that series and make their way to the finals yet again.
Okay. Now, as we wrap up, do you agree with Sir Charles's prediction that the Bucks are going to win the whole thing?
I don't know if I'd be so bold as Sir Charles. I think that's his thing, is making bold proclamations and predictions. I would go as far as to say I think the Bucks will get to the finals. I just wrote for the paper. It'll probably be on JS Online later today, sometime on Wednesday. But I think the Bucks will win in 6. That's gonna be my official prediction for the series. But once you get to the finals, it's a much tougher situation. Especially if you're dealing with the Warriors.
Yeah, they've been there before, and it's been a long time since the Bucks have, but we'll see what happens. Matt, thanks very much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Matt Velasquez is the Bucks beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He talked to Bill Martins about the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals matchup between the Bucks and the Toronto Raptors. Game 1 in the best-of-7 series tips off tonight in Milwaukee.